Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
Today's podcast is part two of a series I call Starting Well but Finishing Poorly. As the title suggests, I'm going to talk about a condition that's prevalent in our society today, not finishing what we start. Or to look at it in another way, we start out strongly with the goal of doing an excellent job, but we barely finish. And sometimes we finish with standards that are much lower than when we first start. Now, there's a great story in the book of Luke where Jesus talks about the necessity of counting up the costs before you start a project or an activity. And I want to talk about three kinds of costs that are often overlooked when we make these calculations. The costs are, number one, the emotional investment that an activity requires. Number two, the intellectual investment that an activity requires. And number three, the true investment of time that an activity requires. Let's talk about the emotional investment. What do I actually mean by emotional investment? Well, it's pretty simple. An activity or project that will give you an emotional payoff or an emotional payback will require an emotional investment. For example, you want to lose 20 pounds so you can get into a certain outfit in time for your cousin's wedding this summer. Now, part of the payoff for losing the 20 pounds will be how good you feel about how you look. You'll also feel good that you were able to stick to your diet or exercise plan or whatever you did to lose the weight. The bottom line is you will feel differently, and feelings are synonymous with emotions. But let's take a look at the opposite side of that coin. Suppose you don't lose the weight. Well, you're not going to be happy with how you look at the wedding, and you may even feel like a loser or a failure for not sticking to your diet or exercise plan. When someone is trying to reach a goal that has an emotional payoff, they have to make the appropriate emotional deposits or investment in themselves to keep themselves going. Looking at the weight loss example again, let's say you go an entire week and stick to your diet and exercise plan, and you jump on the scale expecting to see at least a 5 or maybe even a 10-pound drop in weight. But instead, it shows that you've actually gained a pound. Well, that can be discouraging to say the least. And it's at this point that a lot of people give in to disappointment or discouragement, which are both emotions, by the way, and they give up. They quit. Well, here's how to avoid that kind of problem. First of all, you don't celebrate the outcome, you celebrate the actions. In other words, if you plan to go to the gym 4 days a week and you actually followed through with going to the gym 4 days a week, then that's what you celebrate. That's one of the ways you make an emotional deposit or investment in yourself, by appreciating your ability to accomplish certain things, to stick to your plan or whatever those things are. And don't base your feelings simply on the ultimate outcome. A second way to make an emotional investment in yourself is to have a friend to share the journey with you. Pick someone who's going to encourage you, give you pep talks, and be excited for you as you work towards your goals. If you want to go somewhere fast, then go by yourself. But if you want to go far, then take someone with you. And that pretty much wraps up our time for today. Make sure you invest in yourself emotionally. And remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to close the podcast with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, this precious gift. May each step forward be taken with humility. May each glance backward be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. That's it, everybody. It was great spending this time together. I'll see you at the finish line.
Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.